Welcome to Duo Chat with Brittany and Cynthia, where we talk about drama shows from shows ranging from the 90s to today.
Hi everyone, I'm Brittany.
And I'm Cynthia.
And today we're talking about Season 4, Episode 16, titled Mind Games, air date February 28th, 2001, and the synopsis is...
The senior polls come out with Dawson and Joey being voted as best couple. While Pacey and Joey try to have some alone time at the house, Dawson finds his first night alone with Gretchen more awkward than he expected. Gretchen becomes angry after she learns that Joey lied to Dawson about having sex with Pacey. Meanwhile, Jen drags Jack along with her to follow Dr. Frost to find out more about him.
So I love how it opens on my favorite couple. Oh, you didn't like that?
Yeah, it was okay.
Them making out. Okay, think about it. Remember when Dawson and Joey would make out?
Yeah.
This is 1,000 times better.
Yeah. Less awkward.
By the way, I just gotta say this on record. Cynthia just said it's less awkward.
Yeah, it was.
Which means you believe that Dawson and Joey were awkward when they kissed.
Yeah, they were, at least at the beginning.
No, it was their whole time. They weren't even. Do you even remember when they were together? It was been so long.
Yeah.
I do just because they were awkward. But yeah, remember the whole, what was it, the whole first episode of season two, all I talked about was how awkward it was. It was bad.
Yeah.
But this isn't. But of course, then there's Drew. Drew. I don't like Drew.
Yeah, neither do I.
So how did you like when he told them break up or charge admission?
I don't remember that part, but
Yeah, he said it because all they were doing was making out, and he was just so annoyed at them making out because they're so perfect.
Yeah.
And he didn't want that. And then that's when he gets up and was like, oh, so, you know, the perfect or the was it the best couple or whatever is Dawson and Joey. And it's like, oh, good. First of all, no, like they haven't been together in a long time. And secondly, they didn't work when they were together. And Drew wasn't even around then.
Yeah, but he probably heard about it.
Of how bad it was.
I don't
Remember
know.
when they fought in front of the whole school at the dance? It was bad.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they didn't work. So Drew is just so annoying.
And then Drew calls it the senior polls, but I don't know about back then, but when we were in high school, they called it the superlatives. So for a second, I didn't even know what the polls were until I saw the episode.
Do you remember voting for ours?
I think so. I think it was like the second period, I think we did it. Because it didn't
Advisory.
take long. Yeah.
I don't remember voting.
Yeah,
But
I
you
can't
know what?
remember what.
You know what I also don't remember doing senior year? Remember it was around Valentine's Day, we always had that list
Yeah.
that we made, and it was like, oh, your top, what was it, like top 10 or top 20?
Matches, yeah.
Yeah, matches. And it was even like your friend matches, and it was like, yeah, right. I don't even remember doing that senior year.
Oh, yeah, I remember that more than the superlatives.
Well, I remember doing it like freshman and sophomore year. I must have been sick or something, and I didn't do it. And I missed, because they only would give it to you for one day to fill out or something. I don't know. But I just remember I was like, well, I missed those days.
Yeah.
You know, the days I actually should have been at school, apparently. Yeah, but yeah, I was like, I don't have a senior one for my matches. That's sad.
And then Joey throws Drew against the wall after his announcement. And then
Okay,
Drew has
it's like a throwback to when Joey beat up those guys. in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Pacey's like, I don't have to do anything. You're handling it. And
Right. And then
then
Drew.
he kisses her and goes to class. And I'm like, wait, Pacey is going to class now? That threw me off. I was like, wow, all of a sudden he's worried about school?
I think he just doesn't want to deal with Drew.
I know.
Because Drew mentions.
He probably took the slow walk to class.
Yeah, because Drew mentions Miss Jacobs and how Joey
Yeah,
and Dawson were together
but
for his.
he doesn't bring it up until after Pacey walks away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then
Like,
he
yeah.
brings up Miss Jacobs.
Yeah, and how Joey and Dawson were together for as long as the Spice Girls were to get popular. I don't know
Yeah.
about
Now,
that,
what was
but.
he? Now, what did he say? I know the Spice Girls were together way longer. Dawson and Joey's like a month. But what was it about Miss Jacobs that he was saying?
I just said that he mentioned her. I didn't put detail.
Yeah, I mean, it was for like one sentence, and I was like, huh? All I hear was Miss
Yeah.
Jacobs, and I like looked up.
Yeah, he said something I didn't really comprehend very well. I think he just loves messing with Joey. It's more Joey than Pacey that he's messing with here.
Well,
Even
yeah,
though he's.
otherwise he would have brought it up to Pacey.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposed to be with Anna now, but I think he still just loves messing with Joey still.
Is he really with Anna? Like, I feel like he's a player, you know, and he just sleeps with everybody and goes girl to girl, but I really don't know who would sleep with him. But
I don't know, because she doesn't go to the school, so it's hard to say.
well, I
And
don't
there's
really
like.
think he's, I don't think he's like a one, like monogamous. I don't think he's a one girl guy.
Yeah. And then Dawson walks up and he
Well, yeah,
thinks what
because he
Drew did
goes,
was funny.
well, because Drew was like, oh, and here's your friend. Because all Joey's going on about is Dawson and I are just friends. And then here's your friend. And then Dawson, yeah, he just blows it off. He just thinks it's funny. And
Yeah,
I was like, exactly. Pacey, he's just like, whatever. And Dawson's just like, whatever. Joey, just leave it alone. Like Dawson said, you're encouraging it, basically. Like, this is what he wants, is your reaction.
Yeah.
So if you just blow it off like those two are, Drew will get annoyed and leave it alone.
But like,
I
I
do
feel like
agree with that.
I feel like if Drew actually really did break into the computers to fix change that when he's not even in your book, I feel like whoever was already doing that would have caught the change and would have changed it back themselves, you
Since
know?
you're in your book.
Yeah, I just so that doesn't make sense to me how he changed it and nobody, you know, fixed it or whatever. So, because I would if I was doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you were in your book, so you can talk more about it, but like, didn't you guys like have your own pages that you had to do? And did anybody like edit what you were doing? I mean, like, how did it go? Because like, did you get to pick like just your friends on the page, or did you have to be like specific of, or you know, like everybody's included sort of thing and not just certain people?
Yeah, we got to pick our pages. So of course I had my choir class and then couple other things I feel like I could write about. But like, yeah, I think it was just the teacher that really had like looked it over if there was anything to be changed, and she would like make notes of it, I think. But yeah, pretty much everybody just stuck to their own page. But yeah, and then I don't know how they did it back then either, because we used a website and we had like a password and a username and all that, so it would be harder to get in if, you know, somebody like that did it today. Or at least my day. So I don't know again if they used a website or like Microsoft Word, or I don't even know, you know, back then. So it might have been easier to hack it, but yeah, it just didn't make sense that nobody like caught it and then just changed it back quickly. So
Right. And that was the thing too, was no one is overseeing the yearbook.
Yeah, and then he
Because
announced
like
it
for
to the whole
you,
cafeteria.
well, and for you, it was a class, and so your teacher oversaw the whole thing.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me there's no one in charge?
Right. Should be somebody.
Mean, and they're just letting Drew take over.
Well, no, yeah, he must have like went there after school or something or during lunch and did it, but yeah, so I don't know. It didn't really seem
Like it would be
realistic.
real. Yeah, it's definitely not real. Because again, somebody would change it. I'm glad Dawson changed it, but somebody would have, like, if they were in the class, unless Drew paid them or something, which I guess he could have done. Is he still rich?
Yeah, he should be with the yacht club. We haven't actually seen Joey there for a good minute either now, but
I know. Does she even work there?
I'm guessing since
I
she
haven't.
probably still needs money for college.
Well, and where does Dawson work? This okay. So did he give up the video store?
I'm guessing it's been like, what, 2 seasons at
Well,
least?
it was no, it was just last season. Remember, because that's where he caught at the tango, the dance. Remember,
Oh, yeah.
that's when him and Jen left the store. But
Maybe he
then
got
the.
maybe he got fired for leaving the store. I don't know.
But then the restaurant came about, and now he's been
Oh
kind of
yeah.
working there. So he must have.
I thought he just hung out there. I've never like seen him work actually. He's just there talking to Gretchen.
Just like the video store, he really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
There was no customers to actually see him do a thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think either one of them are working at that video store.
Right. Especially with Pacey's school schedule that he has.
But when is he in school?
I don't know.
Like when he's like after school, he's with Joey. So it's not making any sense to me.
And then Pacey tries to convince Gretchen to go out drinking with Doug and
Now,
spend the night at his house.
okay, now that was funny because first of all, Pacey is at the restaurant that he's not really welcome to because of Dawson.
I didn't get that.
Well, him and Dawson are not friends, so it's not like he's really welcome there.
No, I feel like Dawson's parents wouldn't care if he was there, and his sister works there, so he's probably bound to have to show up
But I
sometimes.
still feel like there's a vibe of like you're not welcome here. But anyway, it's
He
just
was there for
funny.
the Christmas party.
Yeah, and he wasn't welcome.
No, he was welcome.
Dawson really didn't want him there though.
He ended up taking that picture of Joey and Pacey at that night. So I think he didn't care because he was all about Gretchen at that point.
Yeah. But I did think it was funny because he was like, "Oh, you know, you can just stay with Doug, and you and Doug need a bond." And I was like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah.
And then he got then what was he saying? Something about the couch or somehow?
Yeah.
Yeah, of how comfy it is to sleep there. And it was like Pacey, and then that's when she was like, "You two slept together,
Yeah.
and that's why you want the house to yourself." But then, did you see though that Pacey was like the one that was like, I don't want a certain person finding out? Like, because he knows Joey doesn't want that to come out, so he didn't want Dawson to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. Oh, yeah. And then, how did you like when she said that there, since you've slept together, then there's only like one other thing that, like,
Makes a man happy
yeah.
and it's free beer.
Yeah, and Pacey's like, oh God. Okay. The therapist and Jen. Let's talk about that as I fall asleep. I don't like the storyline. First of all, okay, did this therapist play like a killer on TV or something? Because I'm getting the vibe.
I don't know.
It was just weird. I'm like, why is he being so weird? You know what I mean? I don't know. I think maybe that's why. I think I would have been into the storyline of Jen and the therapist if it was a therapist that I actually believed was helping. Like this one just seems kind of creepy. You know what I mean? And I'm just not feeling it. So it just takes me right out of the storyline for me. So what did you think of it? I mean, because again, it was last episode that we had to see her in therapy, but now it's still continuing. And are you surprised that they're continuing therapy? Because you know how normally when they bring up a storyline, it's over the next episode.
Yeah,
This
sometimes.
one lingers. So what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, he's doing the typical, like, how does that make you feel kind of sentence that actually annoys me. But yeah, she just talks about how she finds it easier to be friends with guys because apparently girls only care about guys liking them, which I don't
Well,
think is true for all girls, at least teenage wise.
but did you want to see another episode of Jen in therapy?
I don't know. I figured she had some stuff to figure out, so it made sense.
Yeah, but aren't you surprised that they didn't shut it down the last episode?
No, because it's supposed to be a punishment, so she's supposed to. She's like the only one that gets punishment, community
Yeah,
service and
I
all
have a
this.
question. Why isn't Drew getting community service or whatever? Because he let everybody room together that shouldn't be room together.
No, I'm talking about when they got in trouble for giving Andy the drugs, community
Oh,
service.
but I'm just saying, Drew should have gotten trouble from the teacher.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the teacher didn't even know that he gave people room keys.
The teacher didn't know that people that are not supposed to be in the same room are in the same room. Come on. I'm sure he saw them all wandering into each other's rooms.
He didn't even bother to even double check if Pacey and Joe were on the bus. He should have gotten in trouble for leaving them behind, but we got nothing about that now.
Nope. I told you, that's what I mean. They just cut things off after one episode. Do you think that Jen's therapy sessions were needed? Like, I just, you don't think they're like, it's like a filler. Like, we don't know what to do with Jen, so let's just have her have therapy again. Do you know what I
Kind
mean?
of.
Because, like, remember how they would just give Andy stuff to do because they didn't know what to do for her? I just feel like they're doing the same thing with Jen.
Yeah, but I feel like Jen
And
really
Jack
needed
is like,
therapy.
and then Jack is just the sidekick through this episode. How did do you like though when she was somehow she can only be friends with guys?
Well, I didn't really get her reason for that, but
Well, because then she was like saying something about like how for girls, you know, then you kind of become obsessed with boys and kind of like trying to like one up each other and you get jealous and everything. Well, I mean, that's how her and Joey are. They're not really friends. I mean, how many times have you really seen them together?
Right, not
It's
recently.
not often, no. Again, they're only friends with the guys in the group. That's the only reason why what makes them friends. But then the counselor or the counselor, the therapist brings up Jack being gay.
Oh yeah, 'cause
Like it's like he's stuck on that.
well, I think he was just trying to figure out Jen's
Why she's
relation.
friends with him?
Yeah, because like he said, because he knows that there won't be like any like reciprocated feelings. I think he said something like that. So it's just easier. But yeah, Jen did mention that she was drunk the first three times she had sex, so she's been drinking for a long time. At least by her age at that point, like a good 5 years.
She said at like 12,
Yeah,
she was
exactly.
drinking.
Oh yeah, she's supposed to be the oldest one, so 6 years, 18. And then I kind of didn't like how Jen keeps asking about things about him. Like she actually asked about his sexual experiences.
He's
So
a grown man and she's a teenager.
yeah, and it's a
Like,
professional.
first of all, that's inappropriate.
Yeah, exactly. Professional
Secondly, he's a
relationship.
therapist. He's supposed to be asking her all the questions. Did you hear what she said?
About what?
She said at some point, teenage sluts aren't born, they're made.
I think I remember that.
I was like, what? Oh,
I think it was just nonsense, so I didn't put it down in my notes, but
I put that down. Who was she talking to? I forgot.
I don't know. Maybe she was talking about herself.
Well, yeah, I think she was talking about herself, but I was like, alrighty.
Pretty out of pocket. And then Dawson's at the restaurant, and Gail calls and tells Gretchen that she and Mitch will be out of town for the weekend, and
Well, yeah,
nobody told her.
she said the traffic is horrible. And at first I was like, the traffic in Capeside? They live like right down the road. But then she told us, I'm like, why didn't you tell me your parents are out of town?
Yeah, or they didn't tell her either, even though she works at the restaurant that they run. So, like, who's in charge when they're gone? I don't think it'd be her.
I guess her. I
But
mean,
wait, Bodhi's supposed to be
there.
the
Oh,
chef or
because I think
some, yeah.
she, well, I think Gail said to tell Bodie.
Yeah.
So I think Gretchen was supposed to tell Bodie.
Yes, I guess he's in charge, but still,
Well, I
like,
mean,
why?
isn't he part owner? So I guess he would be in charge.
Yeah, but I still don't get why she didn't tell anybody, like, not a single person, unless this was trip, like, the trip was a last minute thing, but I feel like she could have called somebody.
Well, and then he said the reason why he didn't say that his parents were out of town is because he didn't want it to be like an indication for them to be alone at his house.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, Dawson.
And then
Oh,
Joey
okay.
shows up at
Yes.
Pacey's.
Now look who's obsessed with sex. Miss Joey Potter. Okay, so when she finds out that Pacey told Gretchen, basically, don't come home. He's like, it's not a problem, right? You know, that Gretchen knows. And Joey's like, no, it's not a problem. And I was like, really? Then why did you stop kissing? Remember? She was all over him until then.
Yep.
And then after that, they stopped making out. And I was like, it's a big problem. Well, why does Joey care so much if it's not a problem?
I don't know. She's just really
Messed up.
shy. No, it's shy. I don't think she doesn't feel comfortable in her sexuality. That's why. So.
No, I think she doesn't want Dawson to find out that she lied.
Yeah, well, that too, but
Because
I still
remember,
think she.
she told Dawson and that it didn't happen, and obviously Pacey told Gretchen that it happened, so she doesn't want Gretchen to open her mouth. Which, can I just say, I think Gretchen does have a big mouth.
Maybe, but it's better than keeping secrets like everybody else does about their feelings.
Well, Joey especially, that girl really should have a big notebook of every lie she's telling and who she's telling it to. Because eventually it's going to get crossed. You know? Like, you can't lie that much. And then try to, and then expect everyone to still be okay with the lies. Like, once they find out. No, it doesn't happen like that.
And then Jen and Jack are in a coffee shop because they turn out to be stalking the therapist.
Yeah, and then did you hear what she said?
What?
She said that she was telling Jack, well, I don't know what he drives, where he lives, and I'm like, he's your therapist. You're not supposed to know what he drives and especially where he lives. Now that's creepy. Like, think about it, Cynthia. If you were a therapist, would you want people to know where you
No, like I
live?
never
Like,
thought.
because what if you give some bad advice or something? And then somebody's like, oh, I'm out to get you now. You know what I mean? Because people would probably do that to therapists. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that happened in A Million Little Things. I don't know if you watched that show.
Yeah. Yep. I did. I love that
Yeah,
show.
so
Sad it's over.
yeah. Yeah, so Maggie was like getting like letters. That was creepy, but yeah, 'cause like I've never thought about things about that when it came to my therapist. So I don't know what's going on with Jen.
I don't know. She's very, this, I mean, this whole her and the therapist, it's kind of creepy. Like, it's not normal. And why is she so obsessed with the therapist? Like, why can't she just have conversations with him without like asking him personal questions and now stalking him? She's now out stalking him. What?
Yeah, I thought maybe she was developing a crush on him, but
Yeah, can you explain this whole Jen stalking to me?
Well, we don't find out until later, but
I still don't get it. Why is she gonna stalk him?
well, at the end, it was because she had to see if she could trust him or not. Just like trying to see if he has anything, like if there's anything off about him, like in his personal life that might not make him suitable to be a therapist for her.
Well, I thought it was off. I thought he was some crazy person.
No, it
Well,
just seemed like he.
it just doesn't seem, I don't know, like
He just doesn't really know how to talk to Jen, it seems like.
well, he's a therapist. Isn't he supposed to know?
Yeah, I'm just saying that's the off thing about
Like,
him.
didn't he go to school?
Yeah, he should have. I mean,
I'd want to know where he went.
Jen did break the frame that his certificate was in, so whatever school that was on,
Was it
name.
clown school? Because he doesn't know how to talk to her.
I don't know, I didn't see the name on there. But Jen mentioned how she doesn't know if Tom could be a Promise Keeper or a Christina Aguilera fan. But I had a look at Promise Keeper. Did you hear about that before?
No, and I actually didn't hear the comment. So what is it?
No, it's a I won't say this right, but in the Evangelical Christian parachurch organization for men. Just a little
Huh?
summary. It originated in the U.S. in 1990. The goal. Was or it's still a thing today, but the goal is to bring
Is.
back, courageous, bold leadership, cause men back to God's word, sharing their faith and caring for the poor and oppressed throughout the world. And even though it doesn't really make sense, because when I read the little article of them, they have a lot of backwards views, but yeah. I think it was more popular in the 90s because it was more newer, but the latest thing I could look up of it was back in 2020 when the pandemic was going on. They like kind of came back, even though I never heard about them then. So it wasn't
Me either.
that much of a new thing, like much more than that.
We must have been living under a rock.
And then Pacey's ordering a large pizza on the phone,
Oh my
but
gosh.
is
And I have a question.
getting.
Why? Okay. Then he says grande. And then what was the next thing he asked? How do you say?
I think it was large. Oh no, cheese. I think he was trying to say cheese. But anyways, he was getting nowhere because apparently the employee only speaks Portuguese. So when Gretchen told him a French word, I'm like, that's not gonna help.
Well, yeah, because then he goes, "That's not it," and I'm like, "Oh
Yeah.
my God!" And then he was like, "No, I ordered it. I just don't know what's going to be on it."
Right.
But then, of course, Joey is telling Gretchen, "Don't tell Dawson."
Yeah, and Gretchen tells Joey that this is something that's not hard to guess, and she's right. Eventually, things will be figured
Well,
out.
and then she was like, "Well, Joey, you're happy." I have a question though. Does Bess know?
And probably not, especially after she went on that, outburst in front of all the customers that one
Well, I was
day.
gonna say, like, the last time we talked about sex with Bess, she went like crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, at
Remember?
the
So
B&B, in
I
front
wouldn't
of
tell
everybody.
her.
Right.
Because that was when she was only thinking about it. Here, she's actually doing it.
Yeah. And then continuing with the stalking, Jen and Jack went to a local bookstore where Tom is at. And
And
Jen
they're
has
so,
Jack tell her what
can I
he's
just say
doing.
something? They're so obvious that they're stalking.
Yeah.
They're not even doing it right.
Yeah, so they're paying attention. Jen wants to know what book he's looking at, and it's about vampires. So,
Like,
Jack
I'm
says,
sorry, but you're supposed to keep an eye on the person, 'cause then they run into him. It's like if the two of you are really watching him, you wouldn't be in the same aisle as him.
Yeah, that didn't
You know
make
what I
sense.
mean? Like, you would be a couple aisles away from him so that he doesn't see you. Why are you in the same aisle? I don't understand this. You guys are terrible at stalking.
Yeah, because Jen was even looking at him. That's why she ended up bumping into him. But
Yeah.
yeah, it didn't make sense how they were kind of some distance away, and then all of a sudden he like just ran into Jen like that because she couldn't, turn around fast enough.
Well, and it's like, it's not like there's only one of you watching where he's going. There's two of you, and you still ran into him.
Yeah, and with that whispering, I feel like he would have heard them too
That's
if
what
he
I
was that
mean.
close.
If you really want to watch someone, you don't go the next aisle, you stay far across the room. You know?
Yeah, and then Tom recommends Jen and Jack about going to a reading of poetry tomorrow because they cover up
Which
the fact
is,
that they're into poetry.
which I thought was really weird because, like, I don't know, is a therapist supposed to, like, hang out with you?
I mean, I guess in a public setting, it's not that bad, but it's
But, like,
still
he
he.
invited them.
Yeah, so I feel like
I don't know,
that
I just
was
thought that was
crossing some kind of
creepy.
line. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I don't know if you're supposed to do that. I
Yeah,
never
like
heard of it.
I know some therapists like let you talk to them when you're not in session with them, but like not hanging out with them in public like that. It doesn't make sense, really.
Well, yeah, and then he invited them. It's not like he ran into them there. Like, you know, the library is, you know, you could have said that they ran into each other, but he literally invited them. I'm like, you don't do that. No. It's one thing again to run into each other, but they didn't. He invited them, which is creepy. And again, she's only a teenager. It's just, again, remember what have we always been saying since day one on this show?
That there's too
What a
many minor and adult relationships of some
Yep,
sort.
that cross that are inappropriate. And once again, here it is. It is creepy on so many levels.
Yeah, so at least Jack's with her, ought to be even worse. And then,
Yeah, but Jen is very obsessed with him, and
I
it's
mean, te
creepy.
yeah, technically, actually, Jen's not a minor anymore, but still, the whole relationship of professionalism just is
It's
being
out the door.
crossed.
Yeah.
And then, I don't even remember the scene, but I put that Joey and Pacey talk about Gretchen and Dawson being together and how weird it is, and they both said they don't care. I don't remember that conversation.
Wait, you don't remember what?
When they're talking about Dawson and Gretchen being together, I think after talking about how Gretchen's gonna.
Yeah, because then they say that Gretchen's gonna be with Dawson, and Dawson's parents aren't going to be home, and it's their first night alone together. And then, yeah, Pacey's like, oh, I don't care. And Joey's like, I don't care. And I'm like, Joey, okay, first of all, we know Pacey cares because it's a sister, but Joey, you really care. Like, she didn't want Gretchen hanging around him to begin with. And now that they're actually together, and think about it too, like, Gretchen is experienced. And you know they're gonna be alone together. Not that I'm saying Dawson's gonna do anything. I'm just saying, like, in her mind, things are gonna cross. The same thing that was in Dawson's head that crossed. You know what I mean? About Pacey and Joey. It's like, Joey, give it a rest. At some point, Dawson is going to move on, and at some point, he is going to have sex with somebody else, especially if you're with Pacey. Like, you want him to just be alone forever? That's not, you know, a true friend. All right, so let's talk about Dawson and Gretchen.
So they're watching a movie, and then Gretchen goes to get another one from her bag.
Well, did you know that she brought the movies over? And I was like, Dawson is gonna watch what someone else picked?
Yeah, I guess that means he
That's
must really like her.
Unlike Dawson. Remember, he has to pick all the movies.
Yeah. Plus, they had to set it up to for him to see that she had packed an overnight bag.
Then that's when they bring up her staying the night, which is weird because her plan was obviously to stay the night at Doug's or their parents' house,
Yeah,
not
she.
with Dawson.
Yeah, she just probably, well, that was before Dawson told her about his parents not being home. But yeah, so of course she's not gonna tell Pacey that she's at Dawson's for the night.
But well, I don't think she really planned. Do you think she planned on spending the night at Dawson's?
Well, she did pack the bag, so she must have.
She packed the bag be she well, she packed the bag because Pacey was kicking her out of the house for the night.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that already.
So she had it, so she was gonna she said she was gonna go stay with Doug or stay at their parents' house.
Right.
And then when Dawson brought it up, she was like, she couldn't say that she wasn't going home that night.
Oh, yeah.
But she could have said, I have to house sit for Doug or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why didn't she just go with that instead of make it so awkward? And then that's when they bring up, oh, were you like kind of planning on staying here? And it was like, huh? Again, just say Doug's out of town.
She probably just couldn't think of it in the moment. But then they go on to talk about sex, and then it's just silence for like a good 2 minutes.
Well, and then when she brings up when she slept with her boyfriend or whatever in high school, Dawson's like, I hated that guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
And then I was surprised Dawson was so open about how he thought about sleeping with Jen and then Joey, and how he used to think that him and Joey were
Okay.
destined to lose their virginity together.
Let's go back to Jen.
Okay.
those what 13 episodes. I don't know if it was really on his mind, like right from the start. Do you know what I mean? Because remember, he's like the old man, sort of. Like, he was never into like the whole have sex right from the start kind of teenage boy. You know what I mean? Because remember,
Like
like when,
the
well,
start of the
okay, remember
relationship.
when, yeah, like he's just not that person that would just like jump right into it.
Yeah, I know, but he was just talking about how he did think about sleeping with Joey. He didn't say at the beginning, he just said in
No,
general.
Jen. He
I
said
mean,
he
yeah,
thought
Jen.
about it with Jen, and I was like, you were with Jen for like a week.
Yeah, remember they're in the library and he was like demanding Jen to know why she didn't want to sleep with him?
That was only because she slept with everybody else. So he just wondered what was wrong with him. It
Yeah, but
doesn't mean like it doesn't mean that's what he like was gonna do like that night.
yeah, I know, but I think he did think about it from time to time.
But then we go to Joey. And yeah, then it was weird though, because he was like, with Joey, she wanted to wait, which is fine. I'm like, oh my God. Well, I mean, he wanted to do it on the boat that night. But I just thought it was weird. I was like, how he said it, which is
Yeah.
fine. And I was like, that's weird.
Well, I don't know. I thought he meant it. But then he said he
And
wishes.
I didn't know if he really meant like it just came off weird how he said it.
Well, maybe he just had more patience for Joey because he knew her better than he knew Jen. So he
But he,
understood why she wasn't ready.
yeah, but Jen slept with others and Joey didn't. So obviously, if Joey's not ready, Joey's not ready. But I'm just saying, Dawson kind of brought up that like on their first date sex. Where Pacey waited 8 months before he brought it up.
I don't remember
You
Dawson
see
bringing
my
up.
difference?
No. Because I don't remember Dawson
Well, I don't know.
bringing
I don't.
sex up on the first date. They just went to the movies together with Joey and then
Okay.
he was
Well, whenever they brought
interfering.
it up, but they weren't even together for that long. It definitely wasn't 8 months.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm
he
just
probably
comparing
just.
the guys. And
Yeah.
Pacey was a gentleman and waited
I
before
just.
bringing it up. D Dawson, on the other hand, didn't
Right. I'm
wait
just
that
saying,
long.
yeah. I just think that Dawson thought maybe they would have sex sooner than, Pacey and Joey just because they already knew each other pretty well. So,
Pacey and Joey knew each other pretty well too.
yeah, but
They
I'm just like,
had that whole first year, before they even got together, of really connecting.
I know, but Dawson and Joey had known each other for several years already when they started dating. So,
Which in some cases would actually be more awkward because at that point you're definitely more friends.
yeah, but you never know.
You know what I mean? But yeah, then it just got awkward because of course he says how Joey told him that Pacey and Joey didn't sleep together, and Gretchen's like
Yeah, and that was after Dawson said that he wishes that Joey slept with Tracy on
Yes.
the boat.
So he said, yeah, he said to put the nail in the on the
The
coffin of
coffin.
Dawson and Joey. And I was like, yes,
Yeah.
exactly. That's what I've always wanted.
Yeah, but I was just surprised he told that in front of Gretchen.
Well, I know. Isn't he supposed to be with Gretchen? I'm sorry, but all the talk that he's doing wouldn't want like I wouldn't want to be with them just because he's talking a lot about Joey. You know?
Yeah, so after that, they're just like very awkwardly and
Well,
silently
I thought it was funny
watching a
when he
movie.
said, I thought it was funny though when he said, you know, every time you get up to get a glass of water or whatever, you get further away from me on the couch.
Yeah.
And then that's when she's like, well, I guess it's, you know, that's my cue to leave.
And then she can't see
And
what's bothering
then,
her from
well, because
promising Joey.
she promised Joey.
Yeah. So she
Now,
knows.
do you think she should have told Dawson the truth of Pacey and Joey?
No, just because it wasn't her business to tell. That's why she left, because she knew if she stayed, she would have said it. And then,
Okay, but then we
yeah.
go to the cute scene with the next morning with Pacey and Joey, and Joey's in his t-shirt and she wants to make him breakfast, so she makes him go to the store. And then of course, as Pacey's walking out, Dawson comes over and he wants to know where Gretchen is, and Pacey wants to know what happened, and then, of course, Dawson wants Pacey to call her right now. So they go inside and Joey hides in the bathroom. It was all funny. But I have a question for you. What was up with Joey's face after Dawson leaves?
I didn't notice her face.
It seemed like she was mad.
Maybe she thought Gretchen said something about her sleeping with Pacey that Dawson knows now.
It was just weird because I was like, why do you seem so mad? Because
Yeah,
all
because that's.
Dawson wants is to know where Gretchen is.
Yeah, well, she figured they probably got into a fight about the whole thing. So if Dawson, like, actually cared about them sleeping together or something, which it definitely wouldn't seem like it if she did tell him. And then Jen and Jack arrive
Well,
to the poetry reading.
you can talk. I'm over Jen and Jack stalking, and I'm just over that whole storyline. But you can talk about it.
Okay. And then Tom's not there until like the last minute, but Jack thinks Jen likes him and she says he's not her type. Which is true, because compared to the guy she's liked in the past, definitely different from Tom. And then, yeah, the poetry reading, Tom still hasn't shown up, and Jen and Jack are about to leave when he walks up and sits next to them. And he actually said, "Oh, you saved me a seat." I was like, that kind of seemed creepy. But
This whole thing was creepy.
yeah, and then the reading starts, and then afterward, they're still there and they talk to him and.
Well, and then it was weird because he was like, oh, well, which reading was your favorite? And they weren't paying attention. That's why they just said, oh, the last one. They couldn't even say what it was.
And then it turned out the poetry poet of the reading had to was actually Tom's girlfriend. So at least that was the end of that, of Jen like possibly having feelings for him.
Well, and
So I
then
was
their
glad about
reaction,
that.
like Jen's reaction to seeing his girlfriend, was really weird. It was like she did like him because it was like, oh, he has a girlfriend. And it's like, yeah, like you were never going to be with him. That's just weird.
Yeah. And then Jen was even telling him that like your girlfriend's really nice. And that's when Tom tells Jen that he knows she's been stalking him. And I feel like if at that point he would have had the right to end their sessions like immediately from that,
Yes,
but he's
why would you want to put yourself in danger with Jen stalking you? Because now she got her friend to also stalk you. It's all messed up.
Yeah. So
And
instead he
I feel like the writers took this very lightly. You know what I mean? Because it would have, I feel like, been a little bit. Oh, they should, maybe should have wrote it differently. Like, you know, Jen gets in trouble for, stalking him, or I don't know, just I feel like it just came off like, oh, you're stalking me. That's okay. We'll see you Tuesday. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
This is not how it would go. And it wasn't entertaining. Maybe that's why. It wasn't entertaining because he still wants to see her after all this. It's not like anything intense is happening.
Yeah.
Like there's no drama from it.
Yeah.
And isn't this a drama TV show? And yet there's no drama.
Yeah, so they
The writers just kept going and it was just so stupid.
Yeah. So then they keep talking, and that's when he helps Jen figure out that she needed to know if she could trust him or not, and that's why she was spying on him. And Jen says that she can't trust him.
I was over it all. Then again, I was over it last episode. But then Gretchen is home. And Joey talks to Gretchen, and Gretchen brings up that, Dawson said that you didn't tell him the truth. Even though Dawson thinks that that's the truth. And then, of course, Joey gets mad, and, because Gretchen's like, stop lying to everybody. Like, all you guys are doing is just lying to each other, which the only one that's lying is Joey. Because remember, she said, I don't know, like, I should have been here last year because I don't know how you guys got into this mess. And it's like, the only person that's lying is Joey. Pacey and Dawson are not lying. They're being lied to by Joey. But Gretchen was acting like all three of them are lying. And it's just Joey. Isn't that how it came off to you? Like,
Well,
Gretchen was blaming all three of them when it's only one of them?
yeah.
Yeah, that threw me off because I was like, it's just Joey. The boys are perfectly fine.
Yeah. So Gretchen tells Joey that she needs to tell Dawson, if not for herself or for Dawson, but for Pacey. And that's she's right about that.
Well, first though, she brings up herself about the girl that he's with or that he has a relationship with, and that's when Joey's like, oh, what, you? You're talking about yourself? And it's like, Joey, you always talk about yourself. Why can't Gretchen talk about herself?
Yeah.
She is the one dating Dawson. And again, it's like Joey still doesn't want Dawson to move on, and he has.
Yeah.
Let the boy move on.
And then when Pacey does get back home, Joey says that Bess has an emergency, so she has to go.
Yeah, and the Pacey's
So.
like, what did you say to her? And then, of course, it finally comes out from Gretchen that she lied to Dawson. Then Pacey gets upset, which was gonna happen because you can't keep lying. That's, I mean, at some point, someone's going to be mad. And now it's Pacey. Because she said she would tell the truth and she did not. See, I knew it wasn't going to be over.
And then
That's why,
before
I
that,
mean, you shouldn't lie. Well, you just shouldn't lie because it just turns into more lies. And then it gets so big that it just turns everything upside down.
right. But before that, at the coffee shop where Dawson and Drew meet about the yearbook, do you think that Drew was right by saying that Joey and Dawson aren't over each other, and that he says that they fatally hurt each other and are just doomed future relationships, and that makes them a more interesting couple, and that's why he put them as the best couple? I don't know.
I think they were breaking the walls. What is it, the fourth wall?
Yeah.
They were breaking them because they were making Drew talk as the writers about Dawson and Joey not being over
Well, actually, the
and
fourth wall.
ruining relationships that they're in. That
Right.
was definitely a future thing.
Yeah, foreshadowing. Well, the fourth
Yeah.
wall, do you know the fourth wall is about the front wall breaking down. And it's like so the audience they can like the characters can see the audience because the wall is no longer there, because it's like they're in a room And then the camera is right there on that fourth wall, and then it comes down so the audience is aware. I mean, the characters are aware of the audience and their feelings. So that's what breaking the fourth wall means, is the audience.
I know. Why are you telling me?
Because you said the writers, so that wouldn't be definition-wise classified as a fourth wall, just foreshadowing that the writers put in.
No, you know how they always break the fourth wall by talking about, oh, let a hit TV show or this and that. That's also breaking the fourth wall. They're talking about their own show. You've said it in the past, and that's what they're doing here. Which the people writing the show are the writers. That's who wrote this. That's why I said it's breaking, it's Drew talking as the writers. That's what I'm trying to say.
And then Pacey and Gretchen get into it
Yeah.
about lying.
Wait, who?
Gretchen and Pacey.
Oh, well, we already talked about that.
Okay.
Because remember, that's where Dot or they find or
Oh
he
yeah.
finds out about Dawson.
And
Yeah.
then Joey and Dawson have that little talk in the yearbook room or wherever that was.
Yeah, and Dawson said he's changing it to where to reality where it's supposed to be, which is Pacey and Joey as the best couple.
So at least he did that for her. Because I was bothering her out of all of them.
Yeah, I was happy that he was making it right.
But Dawson did apologize for asking her the personal question, and he thinks he's sabotaging his relationship with Gretchen because he always mentions Joey a lot, and that's true.
And it's
And
hard because I do like Dawson and Gretchen.
So Dawson said that he's not the guy that gets the girl, and Joey says, "But you do." And he says, "I
And he
didn't
said,
get you."
not yet, yeah, didn't get you.
Yeah. So I was surprised he said that to her if he supposedly moved on to Gretchen.
Well, I mean, they're still like Dawson and Gretchen are still getting to know each other. Because they just got together a couple episodes ago. So for them, it's still all new. And then Pacey and Joey are talking. And I think Pacey was about to ask her why she lied to Dawson. Yeah, because then she kind of stops him and just says, let's just keep walking and stuff. And yeah, but I was like, ha, because he brings it up and I was like, he's about to ask, he's about to say, bring up the lie. Because she said she would tell the truth.
And she doesn't know that he knows the truth.
Well, I think she does now because he brings it up. Because he starts to bring up the what she did. I think that's where it was going, and then she cuts it off. That's how I took it. And then I think that was the
Oh yeah.
last
That was
scene.
yeah. No, there was hold on. Before that, Dawson and Gretchen talk. And Gretchen says she's not breaking up with him, and she's not but she was avoiding him. She said, Dawson did nothing wrong. He was being honest with her, like really, really honest, but Gretchen still wouldn't tell him what it was about, and she asked him to always just be honest with her because, a lot of guys don't do that, at least through the whole relationship. And Dawson gives her a toothbrush in case she it was like actually like a breakup present for some reason, because he did find hers at his house and said it was, about due time that she gets a new one.
Right.
Yeah, but that wasn't
Well, yeah, then he goes,
much.
it was yours was so gross. I was like, oh God. Now, how often did he say you're supposed to get a new toothbrush?
I think he said like within every new millennium, I think he said.
I know. I
As a
was like,
joke.
ew.
It was a joke.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, because I was like, every time I go to the dentist, every 6 months I get a new toothbrush. Don't you?
Well, I have an electric one, so I just change the brush head every few months.
Oh, well, yeah, but you still do that at least. Yeah, but I was like, ew. Like, how long has she had that toothbrush?
Yeah, since she's probably been home, at least.
Yeah, definitely time for her to change it.
So then, yeah, that was the last scene with Pacey and Joey walking. So what's your highs and lows?
Awkwardly, yeah. My high was, well, I have two highs. It was when Joey came over and just like threw him down on the couch and started making out with him. It was all cute. And then, because I just love Pacey and Joey. And then the other one was the morning after when she was in his t-shirt and they were being all cutesy. And because then after that goes downhill with them. And then my low was Jen's whole storyline. The stalking just bothered me. Like she was too interested in her therapist and it was bothering me. So that was my low. What about you?
Yeah, that was my low too. I just like they also didn't know what to do with Jen and Jack, but Jack especially, so that's why he was with Jen the whole time. But I feel like it was, if it wasn't about the therapist, it was going to be about Toby again, so they didn't have any other options. And then the high would just be I don't know. I think Dawson, was good telling his truth in this episode, even though it was a little too much info that he could have kept to himself. But at least he's being honest, because I feel like before he didn't really know how to communicate his feelings, but now he's at least at a different point where he can. Does that make sense?
What would you rate this?
Like a seven.
I gave it a six. I was like, it was all, a lot of it was boring. So that's why I gave it a six. And then who's your best and worst character?
Well, the worst was Joey because she was lying and, trying to keep the whole thing a secret from Dawson by having people lie for her. And then the best is Jack, just because he necessarily didn't need to stick around with Jen while she was spying on Tom, so like he was a good friend and at least making sure she wasn't gonna get in too much trouble when it came to stalking him. But yeah, what's yours?
I picked the worst with Gretchen.
Why?
Because she was just starting stuff. Because sometimes she
Yeah.
just should keep her mouth shut. Like
Yeah.
she told Pacey. She told Joe. Like she is just, and then if she would have stayed any longer, she would have told Dawson. Like she just needs to keep her mouth shut.
Yeah.
And let it all fall down on there on its own.
I
Because it
think
will.
this is just showing the age gap that she doesn't, hide things while they do, because they're still teenagers figuring things out. I think she's just annoyed with it.
And then I picked the best of Pacey. He was the
Why?
only exciting thing in the episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was the only one not like
Didn't care about
lying.
anything else. What?
Yeah, he wasn't the only one lying or, still have feelings for an
Well,
ex in this episode.
he was lying to Dawson, but that's only because
Oh,
Joey didn't want him to know.
right. Oh, yeah, and then he did lie to Joey at
Remember
the
the
end too,
morning
but
after?
yeah.
Yeah. Well, he lied to Joey then because she should shut it down. Because she knew that he knew. But yeah, I mean, he didn't have to invite Dawson in. He could have just been like, no way. I mean,
Right.
let's be honest, he didn't have to answer the door, period. He could have ran back inside and hid. You know what I mean? He didn't have to actually stand out there and be like, yeah, hey, Dawson, what's up?
Right.
And stuff like that. So yeah. But yeah, he was the only entertaining thing in the episode. So what's the next episode?
Episode 17, Admissions. That sounds like college.
More college. Boring.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not the whole episode of it.
It might be because they're
I
seniors
guess we'll
now.
find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, thanks for listening.
Yep, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Duo Chat. If you want to chime in with your opinion about the episode and the show we discussed, you can email us at duochatpodcast@gmail.com. And to keep up with updates about the podcast, you can follow us at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Duo Chat Podcast. And give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We would really appreciate it.